Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. Please open your Bibles. We are studying in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10 to verse 17. Paul is writing to Timothy and he said, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord deliver me. Yea, and all that we live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Again, I'm repeating myself, but bear with me, that Paul was writing this letter just before he died. He knew very well, according to chapter 4, in verse 6 and 7, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Paul, Shaul, was faithful until the time that he was ready to depart out of this scene. It was about 67, 66 AD, when Nero, the Roman emperor, have executed Paul, according to history. Paul was ready to perish, ready to die. He knew very well that soon enough he's going to leave this world, and by way of preparing others to continue on with the developing of the assembly, of the congregation, of the body of Messiah, Paul was now instructing Timothy in this last letter. And this is very important, just like a father who would leave this scene and he want to instruct his children, and he says, "Listen, here are the way things are going to develop as time is going to pass by. I have this information for you. You take this information and continue on to develop what God had called you to do." And so you can see the heart of the Apostle Paul. And I believe every Bible teacher or spiritual leader in the world today, he has a responsibility to hand over the privileges and the responsibility and the things of the Lord to the ones that are just alongside with him. Why? Because the truth of the Word of God must be continuing on. The gospel must be preached. The teaching of the word must be taught. The word of God and occupation with Yeshua the Messiah must continue on, because we are like, you might say, servants that handing over the responsibility to others. And they continue on. And another one continue on. It is so important to understand that. And Paul, Shaul, took this responsibility and he sent this letter to Timothy, who was already serving the Lord in a city of Ephesus. And so in 2 Timothy, he wrote him this letter and he encouraged him in continuing to follow the Lord. If you remember, in our previous meeting together, we said that the third chapter in which we are right now, Paul is giving instruction to Timothy for an effective ministry. If you and I are going to be effective in the work of the Lord, we need to follow the instructions that are given to us in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Number one, Timothy, turn away from those who do not live godly in their life. This is 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 9. And now in these verses that I read, two more thoughts, or two more important truths are being presented by Paul to Timothy. Secondly, he says, verses 10, 11, and 12, Timothy, follow those who do live godly here in this world. And thirdly, Timothy, verses 13 to 17, Timothy, continue on with the instructions that are given to us in the Holy Scriptures. Kitvei HaKodesh in Hebrew. And so I would like today in this ministry to talk about those two additional things that Paul is encouraging Timothy in the third chapter. Let me remind you that we are now in a great house. The church became, Christendom became that great house. In this great house, there are all kinds of vessels. There are vessels of honor. And they are vessels of dishonor. Remember that? We have already talked about it in chapter 2 and verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. Christendom, the professing church, became a great house. Within this great house in the last days, there will be all sorts found under the umbrella of those who confess that they belong to Yeshua, to Jesus, the Messiah. But in this great house, there are all sorts of views, and many who claim that they belong to Yeshua, the Messiah, and many never truly have accepted him as their Lord and Mashiach and Savior. You know, in the earlier days, in the dark ages, do you know how they got people become part of the church? They baptized little babies, and they called them Christians. Meshichim. But in reality, they never knew the Lord, Yeshua, as their Lord and Savior. You don't become a child of God by baptism. You don't become a child of God because your mom and dad have accepted the Messiah. You don't become a child of God by paying to any priest or any person and saying, make me a child of God. You become a child of God through faith in our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. You cannot earn it. You cannot pay for that. You cannot work for that. It is by grace you are saved through faith. And that is not of yourself, this is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. And so in this great house, there are many who claim to know the Mashiach, the Messiah, but actually they never knew the Lord. And you see, Timothy had to face this. Timothy had to experience the challenges that some who have already in his days when he was serving at Ephesus claimed to belong to Yeshua the Messiah, claimed to be a Meshichim, a Messiah follower, a Christian. But this is one group. But there is another group within Christendom that are true believers. But in their lives, they don't live a life that is honoring to the Lord. And so while they are saved, they are forgiven, but they don't live their lives in a way that they ought to live. You and I at times fail the Lord in the manner in which we live. And so sometimes we are not vessels that are honoring the Lord. And therefore, Timothy is exhorted to separate. And you remember the first 9 verses, he already told them. Notice that verse 1. This know also that in the last day perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, furious, despisers of those that are good, traitors and heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And notice verse 5, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away, Timothy, Paul is saying to him in the first 9 verses. And you see, brothers and sisters, I mentioned it before, and please bear with me. 2 Timothy does not only talk about the unbelieving world, but it also talks about the professing church, believers and unbelievers. Those that take the name of Yeshua and yet deny the power thereof. Verse 5, having a form of godliness. They are religious, but there's no reality in their life. They name the name of Jesus, but they do not walk in fellowship with Him. They are believers, but believers who walk carnally, who walk away from the Lord and not having fellowship with Him. They will be those who will one day stand, like all of us, at the judgment seat of the Messiah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And there, the Messiah, Yeshua himself, will have to burn anything and everything that was not done for him. These are believers who are not enjoying fellowship with the Lord, Yeshua the Messiah. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And then on the other hand, you have those who are not believers, and they also name the name of the Lord Jesus, the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, but they did not accept him as their Lord and Savior. They will ultimately end up to suffer the judgment of the Lord at the great white throne judgment found in Revelation chapter 20. One day they will have to stand before the Lord. As we read in Matthew 7, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, having we done this in your name, and in your name we cast out demons and so on. But he said, I never knew you. You never had a relationship with me. You have never invited me into my heart. How sad that will be when people who have gone on their life assuming that religion will bring them to heaven and never accepted the grace of God through the person of Yeshua the Messiah. So Timothy is called to separate from both. On the one hand, from those who are believers who live carnally, and on the other hand, from those who are not believers but profess to be part of the church. Timothy is called by the Apostle Paul to separate from both groups. Well, this is not easy because in Christendom, you have those that are truly believers and those that are unbelievers. And within those that are truly believers, you have those that do not walk in fellowship with the Lord and live carnally and away from the fellowship with the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Turn away, Timothy, because they will only draw you further and further from the things that belong to Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And so now, beloved brothers and sisters, in the passage we read, he's telling them 2 more encouraging things to do in the last days of the church, of the assembly. Notice in verses 10, 11, and 12, he is encouraging Timothy now not only to turn away from ungodly men and ungodly individuals, but now to follow godly men and women who love God and seek to live for him. And so notice what he says. First of all, in verse 10a, he said to him, But thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life. Just pause here for a moment. That expression, manner of life. It is so interesting, that expression, manner of life, the Hebrew says, ofen hachayim, the way I live. You knew, Timothy, the manner of life in which you saw me, the way I lived as a child of God, as a believer in Yeshua, the Messiah. Now, to our shame, we oftentimes live publicly differently than the way we live privately. Isn't it true? Many times our public life is different than our private life. And it is unfortunate, but because we are human and we are failing people, we are oftentimes not living consistently with the way we live privately and with the way we live publicly. But as far as Paul was concerned, he says to Timothy, Timothy, you knew my life. You knew the way I lived. You watched me. You observed me. You have heard me. You have seen me. You have been part of the ministry which I have had in my life. Timothy, you have observed my manner of life. Apparently, if you and I would have been with Paul Shaul some 2,000 years ago, we would see a man who is really, in some small measure, you might say, looks like or behave like Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Can you imagine what it must have been for those early believers among our own Jewish people who have actually lived with Yeshua, the Messiah? They watched him. They saw the way he walked in his life. They felt his heartbeat. John, Yohanan leaned on Jesus' breast at Passover, at Pesach. They watched him. John said, we have handled him with our hands. We have touched him. We have seen him. We have been with him. Well, he must have been the most attractive person ever lived. And Apostle Paul learned from Yeshua the Messiah, though he had never seen him on earth. He has seen the glorified Messiah on the way to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, but he was so attracted to Yeshua. He was so occupied with Yeshua that he changed his life. And from being an aggressive man, you remember earlier, he was so aggressive, he wanted to persecute the early Jewish believers. He did persecute our own brethren, the early Jewish believers, who became believers in Yeshua the Messiah, going to the synagogue and pulling them and bringing them to the city of Jerusalem to be beaten and some of them to kill, to harm them because they have accepted Yeshua. And later on, when he became a child of God through faith in Yeshua the Messiah, he recognized the grace of God and he changed his manner of life. That Shaul, Paul, now is a servant of Yeshua the Messiah. In humility, in brokenness of heart, he served his Lord and his Messiah. And so he says, Timothy, you have watched my manner of life. You have watched me. You have seen me, you have heard me, you observe the way I live, the way I behave. And Timothy, and notice as he says that in verse 10, he says, thou had fully known my manner of life. You have fully known. That the expression here in verse 10, fully known, is not only fully known, but you have also followed the manner of life that I have lived. It must have been so precious to watch, to observe these two early believers, Shaul, Paul, and Timothy, the way they lived their lives. They were devoted to Yeshua, the Messiah. Sometimes, you know, when you think about it, you ask yourself, you know, we live in a time when in Christianity or in Christendom, they want to be so popular, you know, and so, you know, we are looking for all kind of things in this world, and we don't realize that when you follow the Lord, you will experience tribulation and persecution and rejection and misunderstanding by the world which is outside here. It says in verse 12, and I'll get to it in a moment, and all that we live godly in the Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. In other words, following Yeshua, the Messiah, does not mean that we're going to claim everything and you're going to have everything. You're only going to have persecution according to what Paul is saying here in this. All that will live godly in Yeshua, the Messiah, will, I assure you, he says, suffer persecution. And so in verse 10a, we see the manner of life that Timothy have seen in the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, who stood before King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, he says, King Agrippa, my whole nation know the manner of life in which I have lived. Shaul Paul lived a life of an example and devotion to the Lord. And so the observation of the manner of life, it was Gideon who said in Judges chapter 7, verse 17, he says, do as I do. Watch me and do as I do. Because that Gideon was a follower of the God of Israel. He says to them, look at me and do likewise. Judges chapter 7. What a beautiful way in which we are encouraged. And you see, brothers and sisters, if we are going to be successful in ministry, we are to learn from other men and women, godly brothers and sisters, who set an example in our lives. And that's what we need. The younger people here that are with us today, I encourage you, if you want to be successful in your life as you're going to serve the Lord, you connect with brothers and sisters who walk with our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. That will be a blessing to you that you will never, ever regret it. That's the encouragement that Paul gave us. Now, secondly, notice, Timothy, not only that you knew my manner of life, verse 10a, but Timothy also knew Paul's doctrine, manner of teaching. You see, doctrine was so important. Notice, I'm reading again, verse 10. He says, you have fully known my doctrine. The Hebrew word is hora'ah, limud, to teach, the teaching. Now, I know that today in the world, in general, in Christendom, people say, you know what, it's doctrine. Why are you so bothering with doctrine? You know, you need to have love. We all should love each other. Like the Beatles says, all we need is love, you know. But we don't need only love, beloved brothers and sisters. We also need sound teaching. We need good doctrine. You know, it is the God of our fathers who have taught our nation, Israel, the importance of sound teaching and the importance of the teaching that are given to us in Scripture. Psalm 119 that we read earlier, every word has to do, I love thy law, thy instruction helped me in my life. And so on, you have the words teaching and instruction and counsel and all the Hebrew words that has to do with God teaching his people. And Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, you knew the doctrine. You knew the way and what I do teach. And as I teach, you know the things that I taught. I didn't teach things that are not found in God's word. I didn't teach things that the Bible does not teach me. I didn't teach things that Yeshua did not teach me to teach. And it is so important, the doctrine, the teaching. If somebody ever tell you, well, doctrines are not important, you know that there is a real problem here. Doctrine are very, very important. The word in doctrine is limud in Hebrew, hora'ah. The true sound teaching are so important, beloved brothers and sisters. The men of Israel of old have taught us the importance of doctrine. Look at, for a moment, just a verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Shlomo, the king of Israel, said to our forefathers, and again, Solomon himself did not follow the doctrine that he himself been teaching, but notice what he said. He said, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and he said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. This is the teaching that God had given our nation, Israel, the importance of listening and submitting to the word of God, good and healthy teaching that had been given to the people of Israel. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Listen to that. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, Thou shalt be a good minister of Yeshua the Messiah, nourished up in words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. You notice that? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Look at verse 13 in that chapter. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Continue on in verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You see the importance of doctrine that Apostle Paul have encouraged Timothy and he is encouraging us as well. So it is important, and why I'm saying it today, especially today, brothers and sisters, look at this and the time in which we live in. We are in the last days, as 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 says. There's all sort of doctrinal views that existing in Christendom, those that profess that they belong to Yeshua, the Messiah. Well, what would you follow? Where are we going to go? What are you going to adhere to? Who are you going to listen to? Well, you got to go back to the Word of God, the Tanakh, Old Testament, and the Brit HaChadashah, the New Covenant. It is only here that we can find sound doctrine that will help us in our walk here with the Lord. And this is so important that Paul is encouraging Timothy. Notice again, back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and this time again verse 10, and this is the third thing that I would like to emphasize today. Not only that Timothy knew Paul's manner of life, Paul's doctrine, but also, look at this, 10c, he says to him, you also fully known my purpose. My purpose. What do you think Paul's purpose was in what he was doing? When Paul shared the gospel and occupied people with Jesus, with Yeshua the Messiah, do you think he sought glory for himself? He had his motives. His inner motives and the purpose of his heart was to build the body of Mashiach.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.